If it wasn't already clear to you, the taxpayer-funded ABC hate men, or at the very least, they're prejudiced against men, and wish to divide up Australia along gender lines. It's evident in their writing. They find a gender gap in almost every topic they talk about. Why is there a gender gap in the electric vehicle market? The answer, apparently, is women are often ignored when it comes to marketing cars. And, of course, the gender pay gap in Australia makes it harder for women to access electric vehicles. Of course it does. That's the only reason we have the gender pay gap, is so that only us men can buy electric vehicles. But of course, to make their discrimination sound scientific, they talk about the heteronormative gender roles, which mean that women often have less decision-making power. Remember, this is supposed to be news. In other news, gender pay shock, explosive new data. They act as if men are intentionally paying themselves more than women, which is obviously a fiction, but they keep spinning the same rhetoric. Teen boys blinded by the glamour of misogynistic influences. Because, you know, only teenage boys do bad stuff. Teenage girls are perfect little angels. And the news last month, men's behaviour change programs are key to curbing domestic violence. But just today, two new man-bashing articles on our favourite publicly funded broadcaster. Here's the first by the specialist reporting team. Filicide, the killing of one's own children, overwhelmingly linked to male perpetrators. Spousal revenge and control. Spousal revenge and control is at the heart of male perpetrated filicide. One would think it's only men killing children. But if you look at their graph, 32% of perpetrators are women. Sure, it's less, but it's not nothing. Surely we should be trying to stop all people from killing their children, not just males. But of course, the ABC spin it in a way that almost justifies why women are killing their children. Dr. Boxall says men and women use violence for very different reasons. She said mothers may commit filicide as the last line of defence in the presence of an abusive father. I have to kill the children to protect the children. So what is the answer to all of this according to the ABC? A multi-pronged approach was needed to address male violence. We don't need to worry about the 32% of perpetrators who are women. They were just protecting their children against abusive men. In a single line, they did state, more than a quarter of those children will be Indigenous, noting that only 3-4% of the population identify as Indigenous, so that's a huge over-representation. But they don't go into any more detail than that. It's only the evil men we have to worry about. I'm going to punish her by killing her, because how dare she challenge my control? But just one more article, also released today. Almost a quarter of Australians have inflicted some sort of sexual violence. I think you know where this is headed. Men more likely to have committed sexual violence. Although by their own figures, 26.4% of men versus 17.7% of women, which is not nothing, that's quite a lot of women who have also admitted to having perpetrated sexual violence. But the icing on the cake, the thing that you probably already knew was coming, we can see who holds power in our societies, often particularly white men. Remember, this is publicly funded news. Not only openly being sexist against men, but openly being racist by publishing views attacking white men. According to Microsoft's AI-powered Copilot, Caucasian people make up around 11% of the world's population, compared to 16% African and 60% Asian. So white people are a minority group in the world, with white men being even more of a minority. So our ABC are picking on minorities by publishing this rubbish. The ABC claim to be against racism, they claim to be against sexism, but based on their recent publications, they've become the very thing they claim to hate.